Shalom Havarim and a heartfelt welcome to the Shofar Ministries program. This is Dan with my still very healthy partner in life, Reverend Sheeta Crawford.
Well, thank you, honey, and blessings to all in this time of chaotic uncertainty. But to answer some of your concerns, I want you to know that we are broadcasting this program from home. We were blessed actually a few years ago with the necessary radio equipment since, we had been traveling actually about an hour to the studio. So the Lord, through an anonymous donor, provided what we needed. So praise the King. Now let's all thank Jesus for the very best gift of all, our salvation.
Mm-hmm. Blessed Savior, you are our refuge and our strength. We trust that you will carry us through all our difficulties, for you, O Lord, are our burden holder. Because our faith is strong, we have the assurance that you will forever guide our paths and push the big rocks out of the way. Bless tonight's program as we pray for those recent prayer requests. We earnestly pray for the salvation of our loved ones now more than ever. We continue to hold up to you, our president, and all the governors for increased wisdom to best fulfill your divine will. We ask this in Yeshua's name. Amen.
Amen. Well, there is so much that we can say, but, well, we don't want to bombard you with information that you actually already have been saturated with.
So let's interject what they might not hear from mainstream media.
Well, you know, I wrote a lot in our newsletter that actually went out yesterday, but every day seems to add more sadness, but also hope, and especially from President Trump, that he believes, he said yesterday, that America, well, we need to get back to work. Now, they are telling us that more are infected. But as President Trump asked yesterday, could the cure, meaning total shutdown, actually be worse than the problem?
Well, the goal is to flatten the rising disease curve.
It is, but we also need to flatten the economic disaster curve. And President Trump, he's actually doing a lot. Can't deny that. But the Democratic Congress has been trying to take advantage by adding unrelated political pork, like parts of the Green New Deal and solar tax credits while reducing airline emissions, which, by the way, would further regulate them and make prices for traveling exorbitant.
Well, you know, of course, when you're rich, it doesn't matter to them.
Mm, right. But America on a whole, I think they're complying. But there's actually a huge gap between sensible social distancing cleanliness and a total breakdown of our economy, which that alone could kill some of our citizens due to psychological problems like depression, anxiety, stress, and yes, even suicide if the markets continue to crash.
Well, the U.S., I think, now is claiming approximately 600 deaths.
Yeah, if you can trust the numbers. And, of course, every life is important, especially if one is not saved. But, you know, they seldom tell you how many that have tested positive are actually also recovering.
So it's, you know, it's not a sure death sentence.
Absolutely not, which is why we continually push everyone to work on improving your immune system. Minerals, vitamins, and especially lots of vitamin C. Eat better, no sugar or bad carbs, like white flour products. And just eat better with more lightly steamed vegetables, or even better, raw.
If you email us, we will give more details as to what we do.
Oh, yeah, sure, we can do that. Anyhow, if we don't get people back to work, many who have risked everything they had to just start a business will lose their revenue, that an eventual stimulus, well, that's not going to maybe help that much.
Yeah, you know, the stimulus is more for survival.
Well, if it ever gets passed, yeah. Businesses can apparently get a loan, but involves a lot of red tape and takes a while. But it might be considered a grant if used to pay current employees their current wages.
And, you know, unemployment insurance is raised to 100% of your hourly wage. That's a good move.
Oh, yeah. And why are they this generous, you might ask? And this point is important to note because it fits in quite nicely to the globalist cabal's agenda to raise America's debt up so high it will force us to join the One World Order, who will dangle the rosy carrot where all debts are canceled. For everyone, actually.
You know, they've been planning this for many decades.
Right, and it is prophesied in Scripture, having a one world leader. So, well, we could be very close to the rapture of the true church. And last week, we once again went over all those many passages, even in the Old Testament, where God rescues the righteous. So, I think maybe it's time to read what John says in Revelation 10, because most true believers, well, they're feeling this way today. I know I do. And it's the scripture where John hears a voice from heaven telling him to take the scroll from the angel and eat it. And that's in verse 8.
And the voice which I heard from heaven spoke unto me again and said, go and take the scroll which is open in the hand of the angel which stands upon the sea and upon the earth. And I went unto the angel and said to him, give me the scroll. And he said unto me, take it and eat it up, and it shall make thy belly bitter, but it shall be in thy mouth sweet as honey.
Yeah, that is kind of where those who study prophecy are at. Understand, though, we're not saying at this time of the month of March that this is the year. You know, the final signs before the catching away.
Well, yeah, but we're not saying it isn't either.
True. But this certainly is an opportunity, either way, to give the gospel to the unsaved. You know, I read where during the Spanish flu of 1918, and probably any plague, I assume, many people accepted Christ. So, church, you know what needs to be done. Don't be lazy. Don't be a Laodicean, but rather a member of the church at Philadelphia. Revelation 3.
Yeah. Well, amen to that. All right. If you have any questions concerning about what is going on, our email is Sheila at shofarministries.net. Or you can call the office and leave a detailed message, too, 440-834-9006, and we'll call you back. Also, by regular mail to Post Office Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. Love offerings are still needed more than ever and greatly appreciated, which automatically adds you to our mailing list for future newsletters and updates. You can also subscribe and donate on our webpage, shofarministries.net, where all our past radio and teaching newsletters are archived for your added learning pleasure.
And we are still scheduled to be at Chester Christian Center in Chesterland, Ohio on May 1st. But again, of course, that all depends on COVID-19.
So, how is Israel doing with the virus?
Well, it's all over the Middle East, too, and Israel is not exempted.
And it's in the Palestinian areas as well?
Yes, as in Gaza, which, though, is now proving to be less aggressive in their terrorism acts.
So that's a good thing, at least.
Yeah. But this awful virus is affecting all livelihoods, especially those who depend on tourism. All that while they are still dealing with trying to hammer out a unity government. Still doing that. Apparently they are getting closer. And they plan on sharing leadership. First, Bibi Netanyahu would be going first for 18 months or so, and then Benny Gantz for the last 18.
More on that next week.
Mm-hmm.
You also wanted to mention about the gas war.
Oh, yeah, right. The gas war between Russia, Saudi Arabia, and our U.S. fracking industry, because it also affects our financial markets. But on March 6th, Russia's energy minister met at OPEC with Saudi Arabia's prince and told him that even though it was expected of Russia to cut oil production due to the falling prices since the virus has cut energy demand, They would not. He went on to say cutting production in order to raise prices would actually be a gift to the U.S. shale industry, because we could also raise prices in order to afford to keep on fracking. And we had been adding millions of barrels of oil into the global market, causing many Russian companies' wells, to be idle.
So Russia wants to squeeze the Americans.
Correct, especially since oil prices have dropped another 10%. Bottom line, our Americans in the shale industry can't afford to compete at these lower prices. And Russia knows it well.
Well, we'll see what President Trump does about this.
Right, because as well, Putin has become increasingly angry with President Trump, who apparently continues to employ energy as a political and economic tool.
As in bribery?
You could term it that way. Russia was especially irked a while back when President Trump's added sanctions to prevent the completion of Russia's pipeline with Germany. And that was known as Nord Stream 2. And you can add to that that President Trump has also targeted the Venezuelan business of Russia's state oil producer, Rosneft. Kind of makes you wonder, since, Russia has only one death reported from the coronavirus.
And under 500 infected.
That is thought-provoking.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, back to America, where most all of our leaders keep saying, don't fear, America is resilient, and we'll get through this together, and all will be fine. Well, these people just happen to be very rich, who will get even richer, like Amazon's Jeff Bezos, George Soros, and many others. Actually, anyone who buys up certain stocks while they're low, or buy the foreclosed houses to sell later for a good profit. That's what the very rich do, and in fact, probably like these short-term crises.
Well, five senators were just caught doing insider trading.
Yes.
Yes, and four of them were Republicans. It just goes to show you.
It does. Well, anyway, the stock market is improving today.
Yeah, due to what President Trump said yesterday.
Right. And the approximate, anywhere between $2 and $6 trillion stimulus bill soon to be voted on, and will surely help us all. But the point of all this is our national debt, as I said, that just keeps on accumulating, while the swampy deep state puppet masters are still in Washington, and Trump can only do so much. Some countries, like in India, they are in total shutdown, being told to completely alter their way of life. Thereby, this allows the government to closely monitor their movements in an unprecedented way.
Well, New York is there too.
Yeah, that's pretty deep. But the globalist leaders undercover right here in the United States keep whittling away at our liberties. And a good example is after 9/11 by the Bush administration.
Yes, all in the name of terrorism.
Lots of proof, skull and bonesmen, Bush and Papa Bush, knew all about that way ahead of time. And don't kid yourself, Georgie is still in the driver's seat behind the scenes, along with the Clintons. In fact, Supreme Court Justice Kavanaugh, who has not always voted conservative by a long shot, was a Bush suggestion to President Trump, who went along with it, I think, probably because he really had to. Kavanaugh was not on Trump's list originally to choose from. And just like Justice Roberts, who was picked by President Bush, who ended up being the tipping vote to keep Obamacare.
Well, and then quickly fled to the island of Malta to get away.
He did, right away. And by the way, Jesuit-trained Attorney General Barr was a Bush suggestion as well. And in fact, he worked for Papa Bush. They all have an agenda. They do some good things, so you think they're great. But when the rubber meets the road and the puppet master pulls the right strings, they obey.
Well, just who is this puppet master?
Well, only they know, and at this time it's more than one. But on the same wavelength, called evil. Ever wonder what happened with all the criminal referrals that were sent to Attorney General Barr from some Republican lawmakers? Some good Republican lawmakers. And why Judicial Watch keeps getting stonewalled when asked for certain records? And where is the Durham report?
I know, right? Also, Nellie Orr, or her husband Bruce, who I think still has a job in the Department of Justice, doesn't he?
And, yes, and Barr refused to prosecute Andrew McCabe, who now works at CNN, as well as James Comey, who has been absolutely let off the hook. But here's the worst part. Attorney General Barr wants to now suspend habeas corpus, which would allow judges to detain people without a trial for insubordination during a crisis.
That had better not fly.
I don't see how it can, but he wants to do it, which tells you a lot. And again, of course, what did Obama's pal Rahm Emanuel say?
Never let a serious crisis go to waste.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, and I think that's exactly what's going on with Congress over the last few days. They're trying to take advantage and to add pork to the stimulus bill, which it looks like, I don't know if it'll happen today or not or tomorrow or whatever, but it could possibly pass using hidden loopholes that we won't even notice. But all that's going on brings to my mind the New World Order demonic M.O., and it's titled The Hegelian Dialectic. Cause the problem, which is the thesis. Watch the reaction, which is the antithesis. And then supply the solution, which is the synthesis. And it's what they have done all throughout history.
Yeah, so hard to believe.
It is, because we're just not of that evil mindset. So, yeah, it's hard for, regular good old joys like us just to even comprehend it.
Mm-hmm.
But then we have to remember what Ephesians 6 says. That's who our enemy is.
Yes.
So I must say, guess who else, by the way, is from the deep swamp? He's also a Yale skull and bonesman, like the Bushes and John Kerry.
Director of Treasury, Steven Mnuchin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and just like Attorney General Barr, he was appointed by Trump, even though, besides a bonesman, was the chief information officer for 17 years at the global banking company of Goldman Sachs. Remember who got that huge bailout of billions of dollars in 2008? And then he also started his own hedge fund worth about $500 million. And he's the one that said that this shutdown that we're experiencing right now, well, it might last 2 to 3 months. Well, thank goodness President Trump said, no, that's not going to happen.
You know, wow, that says a lot.
It sure does. Like I said, Trump can only go so far. So we'll see who wins this divide, Rhino Mnuchin or President Trump. That's the question to ask, and we'll probably soon find out. So anyway, time's running out already. So in closing, we know from God's word, there will be a one world leader who goes by many names in scripture. And if there is a one world leader, then there has to be a one world order of government.
Are we about to enter that?
That is the big question and everyone's asking. And all I can say is only God knows for sure. And, of course, it depends on his calendar, which, by the way, the date is already set. However, if they don't reverse this downward economic slide, and we're about to add, again, trillions of dollars of more debt, then sure we could be.
So possibly the new world order is just around the corner.
And as our president frequently says, we'll just have to wait and see what's going to happen and what they're going to do. Because actually this could just be another step in what will happen again. We know it's going to happen during the tribulation because we read it in Revelation and Luke and a few other places. This pestilence. But next time, it'll be worse. Hopefully it's after the rapture. Each step has already been carefully planned out by the globalists. And perhaps they first want us all to get what they call, you know, that real ID 2020 that we're supposed to all get. First, originally, it was set for October. I guess because of what's going on right now, they're moving it to the end of the year. And then as well, anyone who wants to fly anywhere internationally will need a passport. Anyway, it's just another step in them to be able to take surveillance of where we are at every minute. We know it's happening, and it is refreshing to see that we are close to his return. Because if you're a true Christian, that's really where it's at. This is what we're waiting for. So anyway, these are surely turbulent times, and even the unsaved know it. So please, church, witness about your Savior even more so now. And receive God's greatest blessing for doing so. You will. And you know what? All you have to do is ask a simple question. Just ask somebody, is Yeshua Lord over your life? You can say, is Jesus Lord over your life? Because they might not know what Yeshua is. But anyway, don't wait any longer. Tell them that. Time is getting short. And no one gets to the Father except through Jesus Christ. There's no other way. No other religion. And in fact, you really don't want to be religious. Instead, you want to have a relationship. And Luke 21 says you can't escape what's coming with just a simple prayer. Again, just admit you are a sinner, repent, and invite him into your spirit. Then let him have dominance over you instead of the God of this world. Because if Jesus isn't ruling your life, then Satan is. There is no in between. Now, those of you who are lukewarm, get your act together right now. Tithe your time in God's word. You need it for discernment. And I'll leave you with the Aaronic blessing from Numbers 6:22. The Lord will make his face, the Lord will bless you and keep you. The Lord will make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord will lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Till next time, Sha'alu, Shalom, Yerushalayim. Be sure to pray for our president. Be sure to pray for our governors, too, because they're making a lot of decisions, especially here in Ohio. And, of course, pray for the peace of Jerusalem, because those who love her will prosper. Psalm 122, verse 6. Again, redeem your time wisely. See you next time.
Thanks for listening to this week's broadcast from Shofar Ministries, hosted by Sheila Crawford on AM 1220, The Word. If you would like to help keep this show on the air, please visit the Shofar Ministries website, shofarministries.net. That's all one word, shofarministries.net. Once you're there, click the donate button on the left side of the page, and it will take you to the PayPal secure payment site. If you don't use the internet, you can send your check or money order donation to the following address, Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. That's Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. For any questions or comments about this program, please send an email to Sheila at the following address, Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. That's Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. Please join us next Tuesday night at 8 for Shofar Ministries right here on AM 1220, The Word. The preceding program was brought to you by Shofar Ministries.